This is Educated and Empowered.
Right back into it, guys. So again, for those of you who are just tuning in, we're talking about what it means to trust the process. I've already talked about it in general terms, and then I just talked about it in literary terms. And now, just from life, right, being a life coach, when we're talking about, you know, because what I specialize in is talking to you all about relationships, you know, self-care, so your personal self, and then just work-life balance and your spiritual life. And so, whereas I'm not going to go into this from all four of those areas, I will combine them to kind of just put it out like this. So when we talk about trusting the process, or you know what, let's touch on a little bit, but when we're talking about trusting the process within yourself, right? Understand that who you are today is not who you're going to be tomorrow. And whether that tomorrow is literal or tomorrow of, you know, the future tomorrows to come, you are constantly evolving as a person. And that's actually what you should want, right? You should always be challenging or expecting yourself to grow for the better. And here is the hard truth that many people don't like to accept. It takes the negative situations to really test our character, right? Like, think about it. If you've had breakups, if you've had layoffs, if you've had evictions, if you've had disconnection notices, like those negative things, you've suffered loss of some type of some type. It's those negative things that really pull things out of you, right? So the things that you didn't necessarily know that were in yourself, that survival mode kind of kicks in, right? Like those things where you just didn't know that you had it in you. Sometimes it takes suffering for you to realize who you truly are. And so when we're talking about trusting the process, it doesn't mean that the process is always going to be an easy one. It doesn't mean that the process is always going to be a fun one. It doesn't mean that the process won't be challenging. Most of the time, that's the reason why you have to say trust it, is because it is challenging, right? Because it's easy to follow something and stay with something as long as it's fun, as long as it's not making, as long as it's not too much work, then, and as long as you're able to see like instantaneous benefits, right? So you get that instant gratification, you don't really have to struggle. So it's easy to stay with it. So if I write this today and tomorrow I become an award-winning author, then it's easy to trust that process because it really wasn't a process. It was an overnight success. But the fact of the matter is that in life, most times, things that we consider to be an overnight success actually took 10, 20, 30 years before it actually realized, right? Before it actually was realized or before it became manifest. Like, it's just the fact that we just start seeing it, right? Like, I tell people all the time, there are a lot of people who are just now coming across my path. And because they're just now coming across my path, they think that I'm a new author. I just got started. I'm like, no, sweetie, like, I've been doing this for over a decade. You just found out about me, right? And that's the same thing to be said of many different creators, whether they are authors or actors or singers, you know, filmmakers. People have been doing what they've been doing for a long time. A lot of times it just takes other people some time before you tap into it, right? Like, think about it again, as I say that you evolve as a person. You may be a person who 10 years ago didn't like to read, and then, you know, now you're a person you can't keep yourself out of a book. And so you're just now discovering certain authors. That doesn't mean that the people just started writing just because you're just now finding them, right? Or Maybe when you were younger, you were into rock and roll or grunge or heavy metal or rap. But now as you're getting older, you have more of appreciation for jazz and classical and, you know, like things like that. So it doesn't mean that those musicians that you're just now coming across just started creating music. No, you just now are coming across them because you're evolving as a person. And so you have to understand that as you go through with life, I say all the time, it teaches us two things. Life either teaches us what to do or what not to do. And so the trick for you is to learn from that lesson and understanding that when you learn, if you learn from that lesson, then it's going to help to take you to your next level in life. And if you don't learn from the lesson, oh, don't worry, because guess what? You're going to repeat that exact same test. Like if there are lessons that you're supposed to learn in life, and if you do not learn, see, back in the day when we had school systems, this was before there was a whole no child left behind. See, when I was coming up, a child could fail a grade, right? So if you were in fourth grade, second grade, sixth grade, didn't matter. If you were in a particular grade and if you did not learn the lesson, if you did not get good grades, so if you went through and you were getting F's in everything, they didn't say, oh, well, we don't want for them to feel bad, so we're gonna, you know, so we're gonna move them. No, if you didn't learn the lesson, then you had to stay until you did. So back in my day, there were people who were in the same grade for 2 and maybe even 3 years because they were not learning. And then after a while, they would just go ahead and move them forward. Like I literally knew people, this isn't a story, I literally knew people who were like 2 years older in a particular grade than they were supposed to be because they failed. Now in this whole era of no child left behind, you know, they feel like, I guess the mentality behind it is, well, we don't want for them to feel bad. We don't want for them to be in eighth grade and they 15 years old. So we want to push them through. But here's the thing. When you coddle people and you don't allow them to learn the lesson, that's actually teaching them a lesson. So it teaches me that, hey, I can just coast and I can still get ahead, right? And so there is something to be said about having to suffer. Not that I feel that we should inflict pain purposely on people. I am not saying that. But what I am saying is that there are certain times where you need to fall because, and my parents can definitely appreciate this point. Like a lot of times we want to try to make sure that our children have everything that they need to have. We want to give them things that we didn't have. And whereas that may sound good, you know, I even look at my own children. I'm looking, I'm like, oh my goodness, like these children are a lot more spoiled than I was because they don't know about punishment. They don't know about sacrifice. And so whereas theoretically it sounds good to try to make sure that people are not enduring or suffering or whatever, but there's something to be said about the lesson that's learned on the other end of that, right? So in taking away their need to have to struggle, then it takes away their need to have to figure it out. It takes away their their ability to be independent because you're just always doing it for them, right? And so when we're talking about process, that's how come once they get a certain age and things that we were doing at that age and maybe even younger, they're clueless. They have no idea how to pay a bill. They have no idea, because of the day and age we live in, they know nothing about checks and checkbooks and balancing a checkbook. But beyond that, they don't know anything about how to balance monies and stuff, because if things are always given to them, there is no process for them to learn from, right? So we have to understand that in life, the process is your experiences, being able to have not just good, but also bad experiences. So whether, you know, if you're talking about relationships, every relationship will not be a good one. Whether you're talking about a romantic relationship, a friendship, a job, everything that you encounter is not going to be positive. But guess what? Everything that you encounter, it teaches you something. And so even in that, you have to be able to trust the process. You get in a relationship with a person that's a jerk, then what happens is you kind of start to be able to identify those qualities and traits early on, so that, okay, in this situation, you might have been in that relationship for maybe 3, 4, 5 years before you learned. But now, if you actually learned, now you might be able to identify in 3, 4, 5 months. But if you had not gone through that negative relationship, you would not have been able to identify the bad things so quickly the next time, right? So this is what we're saying, and trust in the process. And again, let me put out there, I am not saying, this is not me saying to stay in an abusive relationship so that way you can try to learn the end result. No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying, again, whether it is a romantic relationship, a friendship, or business, like a partnership or something, you know, like, you should be able to see what's happening. And that experience that you're learning, that's the process. That's the process that we're talking about. You know, like, even with yourself, people who may have gone through with low self-esteem, right? You gotta learn. Again, remember I just said how life teaches us either what to do or what not to do. So when you're in a bad space, that's what not to do. Okay, so those people, whether you currently are going through this or you went through a situation where maybe you suffered with low self-esteem, you didn't like yourself, you didn't think that you were pretty, for whatever the reason may be, right? And again, I'm talking from experience. For a long time, you know, in my younger life, I really didn't love myself. It was different reasons, but one of them was because I didn't look like my mom, or at least I didn't think I looked like my mom and my sister. They were very petite, and I just was not, right? Like, to me, I looked at myself as being fat. And then when I was in high school, like, all of the girls, or at least the girls that I hung around with, were like very petite, like my mom and my sister. And so it gave me to really not like myself because I didn't look like that. Now look, let me tell you, now being 42, oh baby, I give anything to be back that weight again, right? Or at least I say that, because honestly I wouldn't. Because whereas, I'm sorry y'all, I got y'all in my mind right now, because honestly I wouldn't, because in those days I was probably like 130 something pounds, and I was 135 pounds, 136 pounds, thinking that I was fat. Now, and I will admit it, now I am 200 and something pounds, so I'm over 100 pounds heavier. And whereas my desire is to come down some, I don't even desire to be that weight again, because I was that weight probably until I was about 24. And now I just can't see myself being that small. I definitely don't want to be this size, right? But can you hear the difference now in what I'm doing? Now at 42, I've been able to understand the process. So now it's analytical. It's not me beating up myself and I hate myself and, you know, I wish I was this weight because I'm not this weight, that means that I'm ugly and I'm fat. No, that's what I was doing in my younger years, because I didn't understand the process. But once you understand the process, aka this thing called life, then you understand how all of these different pieces fit into the puzzle. You understand that the size that you are, if your size is not a life or death situation, right, then it's not the end of the world. So you may be bigger in some circles or smaller in other circles. As long as you are healthy for you, and what I always tell people is, make sure that you know your numbers, right? So you do your due diligence, you make sure you go to the doctor. Case in point, I naturally have low blood pressure. My mother had low blood pressure. And so that when the doctor, if the doctor's taking my blood pressure, and if ever my blood pressure is 120 over whatever, then for me, that's high, right? But if I'm trying to just compare myself to other people, if normally it's supposed to be 120 over something, then that would be the equivalent of it being 150 over whatever. You see what I'm saying? But because I am in tune with myself, I know what's normal for me. And so as long as, because I think, again, we live in such a warped society where they try to idealize the abnormal, right? They idealize having these huge hips and this small waist when that's not even the way that your body is anatomically supposed to be. But that's what, and the craziest part is that people who have these bodies, most of them, not all, this is not their natural shape. They're going and getting doctored on so that they can look this way, right? But because we lack self-esteem, we don't realize that they lack self-esteem too. Because most people who are going and doctoring on themselves like that, there is something that's missing where they feel that this is what these extreme measures, whether it's, you know, doing whatever type of plastic surgeries and inserting this and that, potentially hurting themselves, they feel like this is what's necessary because once they do this, then they'll love themselves more, instead of understanding that there's something at the root that's missing, right? And so this isn't that podcast and I won't take it there, but I'm saying we as a society, it's so crazy that this is what we would actually be applauding, and this is what we want to, this has become our standard of beauty, something that's not even natural. You know, you have, instead of telling people to love themselves how they are, we constantly put people who have been doctored on, who are not natural, as being the societal example of beauty. But again, this goes into understanding that you have to trust the process. I don't know if any of you are connected to the TikTok app, but I saw, and I don't remember the person's name, but she was doing her daughter's hair, and her daughter was an albino, and I don't know if that is a politically correct term or not. If it's not, then I apologize, because I'm not saying it to be insensitive. I'm saying it because that's a term that I know. But her daughter was an albino, and she was doing her hair, and it was so beautiful because when I read the comments, like, it was almost as though it became its own community, right? So this video wasn't what I would say is viral, because to me, I think viral is what, in the millions. So she had maybe 100,000+ views, but the comments on there, you know, because first of all, I don't read the comments to every video, but I just, it pulled at my heartstrings. Being a mom, the fact that I could feel her heart. Her heart was, look, I'm going to give my daughter to know that she's beautiful regardless of what she looks like. And so the best way to do this is to show her. And she wasn't, you know, putting all these braids and making her look like she was, 16 or 18 years old. She was just doing her natural hair. And, you know, for those women who, you know, if you ladies are old school, again, like with us, we were not wearing weave and, you know, all of this stuff. When we're 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, we're still doing our natural hair. Pressing comb, you know, like, you thought she was something if you were able to wear your hair down. That must have been like an Easter Sunday, maybe a birthday or Christmas, but in general, your hair was in ponytails if you were a little girl, and that's what she was doing. I would say this baby was maybe 10 or 11 years old, something like that, and she just did a basic style where it was three ponytails in her hair, right? And the comments really kind of made this video, because what the comments were, it was all of these other people who were now showing pictures of their albino babies, or maybe themselves, they were albino, and they were saying in the comments how they always thought that they were ugly, or they thought that it was something wrong with them because they lacked pigmentation, or, you know, because people always made them feel like it was something wrong with them. And so here it is, she was posting this picture to probably empower her babies, and she inadvertently empower an entire community of people. And so the point that I'm making is that's a part of her baby's process, right? Like her daughter is going to have to realize that, you know what, I'm not ugly just because I look different. And I think that so many of us as adults, we need to understand that, like, whatever your just because is, embrace it. I'm not ugly in her case because I'm albino, or I'm not ugly because I'm lighter, or because I weigh more, or because I weigh less, because I'm dark skinned, because I'm like, society will, if you're waiting on society to give you approval, to give you validation, you will not make it, because society changes. They are a fair weather friend. They change like just ridiculously. So they go with it, how the movie Gone with the Wind. Every time you turn around, 1 minute, one day, you might be in. You might, what you're doing today might be the thing that's trending. But then the next day, then they'll be done looked at something else, and they're highlighting something else. And so this is how come, again, I said earlier on about knowing yourself and knowing your truth, being able to tap into who you are. This is how come that's important, because at the end of the day, society is always going to be very, very fickle, but you have to know who you are. And the only way you really can know that is to be able to trust the process. So is life going to always be fair? No. Is life going to always be easy? No. But will life always teach you a lesson? Absolutely. And your job as the student is to learn that lesson. And so I'm hoping that this has helped you all in listening to this, that now you understand a little bit more clearly about what it means to trust the process. And so now that when it gets hard, that you won't question that it's part of the process, but that you will have a little bit more endurance to sustain the process, so that while you're in the midst of whatever it is that may be uncomfortable, that instead of just complaining because it's uncomfortable, that you will take the time to try to figure out, what am I supposed to be learning from this, right? Embrace where you are, even in the heart, embrace it, because as I always tell my children, in a little while, this too will be a memory, right? And so all of this struggle that you're going through, in a minute, if you stay the course, it will be a memory. And so it's up to you how that memory is built. And so again, I'm hoping that this has helped, because this is what I do as an empowerment specialist. My goal is to, what my purpose, I don't even like to say goal, but what my purpose is to do is to not just tell you some things, like, I'm not trying to sell you a pipe dream. I'm not trying to just make you feel good, right? But this is really getting you to understand more about what you were purposed to do. And so that way you are ignited to want to do it. And so in either case, I will be remiss if I end without saying this. I'm also prepping for my Get in Alignment with Your Assignment conference. So for those of you, if you are in Chicago and you physically would like to attend, it's going to be on January 14th at 12:30 p.m., 1625 West Diversity, which is on the north side of Chicago. If you are not in Chicago, but you would like to attend, then it is also going down virtually. And so I encourage you guys to go to my website, my name is Tenille.com, and look under the events tab, and it is there. It's also on Eventbrite, it's also on Facebook. So whatever platform makes you most comfortable, feel free to access it there. But I just, again, encourage you all, as we are coming to the end of this year, I encourage you to really start looking at life through an intentional lens. Stop coasting through. Stop being on autopilot. Stop feeling like, well, whatever happens just happens, you know, but understand that you are here for a reason, and everything that happens, good and bad, is for a purpose. And beyond that, that purpose is going to work for your good. So again, thank you all so much for tuning in. And if you're not already doing so, again, I encourage you, follow me across social media, whether it's on Wisdom, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Clubhouse, or YouTube. You can find me at My Name is Tenille. If you would like to hire me as your lit coach or your life coach, then you can go to my website, which is mynameistenille.com. That is My Name is TONEAL.com. But thank you all so much for listening, and you have a great rest of your day.